Adi's men.
I am in command here. I will not have some unelected bureaucrat dictate to me how to manage and move my men.
You are gravely mistaken, my dear captain. You and I both answer to the president of Alesia. I am a mere proxy sent to do his bidding. His orders are clear. Whether I am elected or not is of little importance. I am appointed as Supreme Chancellor of the Arch, under order from the Commander-in-Chief.
These orders are far from clear. You have dropped off this cargo suddenly and without warning. You have deprived my men and the prisoners here of equipment, food, and medical supplies. This place is a curse. A sad history of dishonor from a dark age of this nation. An ancient evil stirs here in the depths. So the legends say.
Your concerns will be noted.
You would have us starving and crawling around like beggars in the streets!
That is enough. You will follow orders, or you will be placed on a court-martial for mutiny. This evil you speak of is nothing more than a legend and superstition. Such childish beliefs belong nowhere in a professional soldier's mind. Perhaps you are in need of leave to recuperate.
I require no such accommodations.
That was not a request, Captain.
You are relieving me of command?
This operation is too delicate and carries the highest levels of national security. We cannot have any liabilities.
You have no such authority.
Oh, Captain, I do. As of yesterday, a new executive order has been issued. You can read it in your quarters.
This is madness. Who is to lead my men on the ground? You?
No, Captain. My colleague will handle that.
What is this? What have you done, Markovan? What evil have you brought here?
Captain Leo, you disappoint me. This is no such way. Trusted ranking member of our unit.
This is an abomination.
Enough talk. Take the captain to his quarters. And you. You have your orders. Execute them. Bring him
to me.